Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Listen up.
Up and at 'em.
It's Wednesday.
It's a brand new day.
Let's have a great day, everybody.
Someone woke up on the rosy side of the bed.
Wrong.
Not a morning personality. Well, never you mind. I am.
Well, in that case.
Entertain me.
Okay, we'll say so.
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime, baby. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:04. It is Wednesday morning, Carla.
It is. It's actually Wednesday, Mike O'Brien Day today.
Yeah.
Which was proclaimed 4 years ago. 4 years ago was the big 30th anniversary of morning radio here in Las Vegas. It's been longer than that, but morning radio here in Las Vegas. 34 years. Today, somebody said something about, I said, well, now I feel bad. I'm waiting till next year. I said, Mike has to stay alive till next year so we can do the big 35th anniversary special. But, today we have a lunch special for you.
Yeah.
And
can't wait to announce that.
Girls, actually, it'll be me. But, and Morty. but, aside from that, it is Mike O'Brien Day. So, celebrate. And when you pass someone on the street, please wish them happy Mike O'Brien Day. Mm-hmm. We do have some audio, I believe, from last Mike O'Brien Day.
Oh, wow.
Of people, talking about what you had contributed, to the community
and
all that.
Right.
Maybe we can play that.
Morty, do we still have that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, maybe we can.
By the way, it's show 1800.
Wow.
Man. Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to make 2,000 this year, aren't we?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a day.
And the only reason we're making a big deal about this is the fact that in years past we had forgotten.
Yes, we had. Yeah.
And even my family says, how do you forget your own day?
Yeah.
Well, I said, it's funny, very easy.
But you actually started on a day that you would remember.
January 1st.
Really, yeah, that's when you actually started.
1986.
Yeah. So, been a long time. People remember you from, I love how people, that other stick.
Yeah.
As a flake. Yes, a flake.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for the kind words on Facebook and this morning on Facebook Live.
So. Absolutely. We'll have a little surprise for you a little bit later on, you, the listener, how you can celebrate.
Sunshine today, some high clouds tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 50s. Only about 41 outside right now to celebrate Mike O'Brien Day.
Yes.
You wear the flip-flops, a collared shirt. You never know who's going to stop by.
Yeah, I'll just sit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just
Carla sit. Will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
There's actually someone out there who does not like Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more on that and other stories after Berlin. Take my breath away.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Colin Farrell will play the Penguin in the next Batman movie, so he replaces basically Danny DeVito, so he's got some teeny tiny shoes to fill with that role.
Good way to look at it.
Yes. Jennifer Lopez, I was waiting. This had been mentioned when the movie came out, Hustlers. She's being sued for $40 million by the exotic dancer who inspired her character in Hustlers. Samantha Barbash is her name. She says her likeness was exploited by filmmakers and used without her permission. They asked her years ago to use her, her story in a movie, and they offered her a very small amount of money. And she said, no. But she said it bothered her because, they showed scenes that just didn't happen, things that didn't happen. Her doing drugs in front of her kids, things like that. So she said it was false and it was offensive. So we'll see what happens there. I don't know if you can get $40 million out of J-Lo, but we'll see.
Wow.
Does anyone out there not love Tom Hanks? We said that on Monday after the Golden Globes. Yes, and it's Henry Winkler.
And he was talking about that movie, Turner and Hooch.
Well, yeah, he was the director.
Listen to what
he says.
I was directing that movie for 13 days.
No!
And then I was called into Jeff Katzenberg's office. He said, do you have everything with you? Go home.
No!
I got along great with that dog. Love that dog.
Did you ever see the movie?
I don't remember the title of that movie.
Turner and Hooch. Yes, he said a couple times along the way that he got along much better with Hooch than he did with Turner. So, I've never heard, real bad things about Tom Hanks. However, he was, you know, back in the day, I mean, he was doing everything. I'm sure he was a little cocky.
Yeah.
I'm sure he
and
was.
And he did a Happy Days episode.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it specifically was with Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they kind of duked it out at Arnold's.
Right. And that was even before, well before Bosom Buddies or any of that. So, and Rascal Flatts, they have announced their farewell tour.
Oh, no.
Kicks off in June. But they say don't be sad. They said we're not going to sign some pact that says we're never going to tour again or anything like that. We're really just taking a break.
Okay.
Their farewell tour.
Well.
Just taking a break, like Ross and Rachel. That is my take on things.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
What you say.
Yes, exactly.
Congratulations to the first winner of the day in the 10K payday contest, LaToya Minus. Got the call from the Beasley Banker. Check out her reaction when she picked up the phone.
It's like, for real, for real? Oh, well, I hope not, because I don't like no one to lie about no money, because I need it. This is so awesome.
So they asked her.
For real, for real?
For real, for real. What are you going to do with the money?
I have a lot of bills. You know, I have children. Christmas broke me, so maybe I'll reimburse myself. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Reimburse yourself.
Oh, I love that.
Well, you'll have a chance to reimburse yourself with any money. $1,000 up for grabs and qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Your next chance to win, 8 o'clock. If you want more details, go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Remember when Toto's Africa, that was all the rage to redo it?
Yeah.
By a lot of different bands.
And vegetables.
And vegetables.
Too. Yeah.
Well, here's another vegetable version of Toto. This is played out on Hollowed out sweet potatoes.
Oh, okay. All right.
And squash.
Okay.
So listen to this. Just by hollowing out sweet potatoes and squash.
Love that.
You make this, and it turns out to be Africa.
Sweet.
Well, sweet potatoes.
Yes, potatoes.
Okay.
So that's great.
So that's Toto and Africa. Well, that's their song.
Right.
Now a little bit updated new music. This is a song by Billie Eilish.
Oh, Bad Boy?
Bad Guy. Mm-hmm. On the keypad lock.
Hit.
On a door.
Okay.
Remember when people would do that on a phone?
Yeah.
A dial phone, a push button phone?
Yeah.
Make up songs and stuff like that? Well, this
is
on a keypad lock on a door, and this is Bad Guy, the song from Billie Eilish. Now I'm going to have to take
that
your word
good.
That this sounds like it because
it
I'm not familiar with
good.
The song.
I'm going to have to bring it up. I'll have to bring it up. It's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Some new music for you, though.
That sounds cool, actually.
You like
that?
Sounds
really good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The big offer, lunch special.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that, celebrating Michael Bryan Day today. Got that coming up in about 5-10 minutes from now.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hit me up for the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, as Carla was very kind to announce, it's Michael Bryan Day today. So, we got a call from Bob from Steamy Weenie.
Yes.
We love Bob. We love the Steamy Weenie. And he said in celebration of Michael Bryan Day, selling hot dogs for 96 cents.
I love it.
Yum.
I love it.
Nobody loves a good hot dog more than me.
I mentioned that. I said any of you who know Michael Bryan, you're going to know why we're doing this.
We're going to talk to Bob a little bit later on this morning, but he said yes. Send all your listeners down. It's at 1500 North Green Valley Parkway in the Pebble Marketplace. So if you're in that neighborhood, anytime today, I think they open at like 10 o'clock.
They open at 10 o'clock. Yes, okay. They open at 10.
So you go in and you get a 96-cent hot dog.
Yes. Oh, I'm going.
Are you?
Kidding me? Yeah.
You're going down?
I'm going to get a 96-cent dog.
Yum.
His hot dogs are great. And if you're saying, well, I don't know about hot dogs. He does turkey dogs also. He does veggie dogs. He does everything over there.
Uh-huh.
You can put nothing on it. You can put mustard on it. You can put peanut butter and jelly on it. They do all sorts of hot dogs over there.
Good snap dog.
Yep. Yep.
That's the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you're going to celebrate Michael Bryan Day.
Yeah, with a snap.
A 96-cent snap dog.
There you go.
And right. Steamy Weenie.
Steamy Weenie.
Thank you so much, Bob. That's great. And like I said, we'll talk to him a little bit later on this morning.
Yes, cool.
So go down to Steamy Weenie anytime today. It's 1500 North Green Valley Parkway in Henderson, Pebble Marketplace. Get your 96-cent hot dog in celebration of Michael Bryan Day. Imagine winning $10,000 to kick off the new year. Details on how to play. The 10K Payday Contest coming up soon on the station. Play of the hits of the 80s and more. And about 7:04. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to go back in time a little bit later on this half hour. Another segment of Morning on the Streets.
Yes.
Celebrating Michael Bryan Day today.
Yes, to you know, talk about the people out there who talk to the people, I should say, who appreciate you and what you've done.
Thank you.
In this town. And it's Michael Bryan Day, 34 years of morning radio in Las Vegas.
We forgot about my day last year.
Kinda, yeah.
And we said,
it's like those big anniversaries, you know.
Right.
Well, honey, it's only our, you know, fourth, not five. That's a big deal. And 10, that's a big deal. But as we get older, it's not as good to go in those increments, I don't think. Maybe we shouldn't wait.
And we told you last hour about the big Michael Bryan Day celebration at Steamy Weenie.
Yes.
96-cent hot dogs.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Bob a little bit later on this morning, located in the Pebble Marketplace. 1500 North Green Valley Parkway. They're celebrating because they know how Bob knows how much I love and we love hot dogs. And
yes,
boy, they have a great hot dog.
Yeah, they sure do. They've got many.
So 96-cent hot dogs.
Yes,
all day long.
I'm going over there. I'm going to have lunch.
Looking forward to it. Sunshine today, some high clouds tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 50s. 41 outside right now. Carla has a few things we think you should know coming up here in a bit.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, well, Mike, I will tell you a few of the weird things that are over at CES.
Oh. That's happening, started yesterday?
Started yesterday, goes through the end of the week.
All right, more on that after MJ.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
CES, Consumer Electronics Show, here in Las Vegas the next few days. They're showing off a product. Guys, you might like this. You can wear this to help you last a little longer in the bedroom. They say it's like a Band-Aid. You have to put it in a particularly interesting place, but it sends a mild electrical impulse to help you go the distance.
Yeah.
In the, in the boudoir.
Yeah.
So there's a promotional clip out there that we cannot play, but
I listened to
it's like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's like a Band-Aid that sends an electrical shock.
Yes, yes.
To
where you need the shock.
Yeah.
Or maybe where you least need the shock. Gee.
And the place you have to put it.
Yeah, I can't.
You might need some help.
Yeah, yeah, let's do Band-Aid, it's called.
And how hot is that?
More like a Band-Aid.
You have to yell clear every single time.
Right. Yeah, let me tell you, it's more like a Band-Aid, okay? Keep that in mind. A Band-Aid. Lake Superior State University, each year they put out a list of words that should be banned from the English language. I think they might be right on this one because they're misused or overused. This year, the word or term with the most votes, quid pro quo.
Yes.
Quid pro quo.
Done with.
So everybody's used that for everything, you know, so leave it. Leave it be. And this is the coolest thing on earth. I actually ordered one this morning, Morty. CVS, you know their long receipts?
Oh.
Yeah. They have a scarf out there now that looks like a CVS receipt. 5 foot long white. It looks exactly like when they're about $20. Only a few left. You can go to Etsy. There are two businesses selling them.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It is awesome. Unless you have those receipts, you can just wrap that around your neck. I'm sure that keeps you warm, too, because they're so flippin' long. It is Wednesday, Mike O'Brien Day. A few things you should know.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we have another segment of Morty on the Streets, and this is when Morty went out to ask people about Michael Bryan Day.
Oh.
Yes.
Citywide.
Yes.
Proclaimed today. Listen to this.
So today's Michael Bryan Day, and he's done a lot for this city. What's your favorite thing that he's done for this city?
Michael Bryan, that's that guy that has a talk show with the red hair, right?
So in honor of Mike O'Brien Day and all that he's done for Las Vegas.
Hold on. That's Conan
that's
O'Brien.
Too funny. Yeah, exactly. That's Conan O'Brien. Yes, exactly.
Let's don't be confused, okay? All right, let's continue.
So in honor of Mike O'Brien Day and all that he's done for Las Vegas, they're officially putting his name in the running to rename McCarran Airport after him with Harry Reid.
Wait, Mike O'Brien? Who is that?
Mike O'Brien. You don't know who that is?
No. Michael O'Brien?
He's done so much for the city.
Oh, yeah, that guy? I know that guy.
All right, I'm here with...
Oh, that guy. Oh,
yeah, that guy.
All right, Ross.
Today is Mike O'Brien Day, and he's done a lot for this city. In honor of him, they're actually going to rename a major road here in Las Vegas, the 215 Beltway. What are your thoughts on this?
Isn't it already named Ray Bradbury or whatever, something like that?
But they're renaming it because of all he's done.
Yeah. I don't know who it is.
Ray Bradbury.
Right? It's named after
They should
the
rename it Mike O'Brien yes. Beltway after.
It's just a lot easier.
Ray Bradbury.
All right.
So today is Mike O'Brien Day here in the Valley, and he's done so much for Vegas. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's done a lot, right?
So much.
So what's your favorite thing he's done for the city?
There's so many things. I don't know.
All right. I'm here with...
So many things.
You can't pick one.
Well, it's tough.
Yeah, it is hard.
You know
it
that, Carla.
I do.
This is Cindy.
All right, Cindy. So recently you might have heard in the news that they proposed to change McCarran International Airport's name to Harry Reid International Airport. And, well, more recently, this person's name has been thrown into the mix as a candidate due to all that he's done for Las Vegas. Mike O'Brien International Airport, which I think sounds a little bit better. Do you agree?
Yeah, great. Great idea.
Also, Mike O'Brien has done a lot of stuff for the city of Las Vegas. What's one of your favorite things that he's done?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he proposed that they have better school lunches for the kids in Clark County.
Good job, Mike. Thank you for that. Yes.
For the kids.
Good job. I love it. I love that. Oh, man. I can't wait for my day, Marty. Actually, I can.
Cinco de Carla.
Yes.
How are you celebrating?
Oh, wow.
It's on a Tuesday.
Yes, I know. It's on Taco Tuesday this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you'll make sure to hit the streets and fight out on you for celebrating.
I know. See if we can get a spaghetti Saturday. How about we do that? Why don't we do that?
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, style.
Style. S-T-Y-L-E. Spell style.
That's what you need right there for your chance to win $1,000. Right now, text style to 45911. That is 45911. Win $1,000 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter style online at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Right. Now, you've only got 15 minutes to get the word out there, but make sure you pick up your phone 20, 25 minutes or so down the road. If you get a weird number, go ahead, give it a shot, because it might be the Beasley Banker telling you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word style, text it 45911. Good luck.
Style, the code word. You still have a couple of minutes to text that word to 45911 or to enter and qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Just enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at our website, 96.3kklz.com.
So it is your day today, Mike O'Brien. 34 years of morning radio. And I specify because you've been here, you've been doing radio in Vegas longer than that.
You left for a minute,
came back, and then morning radio started 34 years ago.
I actually got here in 1980.
Yeah, but see, I don't know if everybody knows, like you know, for us, that's when you started. But that's not where you started.
No, I started in Phoenix. Okay. And my first job in radio was at a religious station.
Oh, very nice.
Putting on Jimmy Swaggart tapes and...
You were actually... Okay, not me. Because it wasn't really music at that time.
No.
And
they
Christian
were just
music was
testimony
very,
and preaching.
Jimmy Swaggart, did you ever meet him?
He never did a meet and greet at our station. Or
did Arizona's Phoenix style show. He didn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't get to host, you know, or Billy Graham, something
that's
like that.
And then what else, though? I mean, I know
I did that, and then I was on an AM country station.
Okay.
Down in Phoenix.
Okay, got it.
And for those people down in Arizona, if you remember, there's a town called Coolidge,
okay,
Arizona, about 30, 40 minutes south of Phoenix.
Right.
It was just a daytimer.
Okay.
So I did a show down there. I was on the air down there.
Then you had to shut off the record player when you left.
You had to shut down everything. And if you got too close to the mic, you got shocked. It was just a horrible station, like at the end of a dirt road.
Oh, man.
On an Indian reservation.
Wow. And KLUC was the first station you worked at here, right?
Full-time, yes.
Full-time, right.
And then I worked at a station down there. It used to be called KZZP.
Okay.
That owned KLUC at the time.
Oh, okay.
Same company.
Got it. Okay.
So I came up and I did nights. And eventually middays, afternoons, and filled in for mornings from 80 to 83. Left for a year and a half. And then on January 1st, 1986, started. And somebody goes, why did you start on New Year's Day? And I said, well, first of all, I knew nobody would be listening.
Right.
And it was just me.
Right. I know.
So I get used to everything.
I love that.
And then it would be easier if I lasted a couple of years. It'd be easy to keep track of when I started. Not real good at math. So.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, today's the day because this is the day.
There was a proclamation a few years ago. So.
But I want you to keep in mind, too, as we move along later on, I want to find out what, you know, couple of the odd stories. I mean, things happen at radio stations.
They do.
Not so much now.
Right.
Like they did then.
No, we used to do stupid
stuff.
And
I know you have some stories, so think about that one. Okay?
All right. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do. As a matter of fact, Breaking Bad fans, you will be very happy about what's coming up.
All right, more on that and other stories after Billy Joel and Uptown Girl.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Boy, there is no doubt that Ellen DeGeneres has done really well for herself. For someone who probably thought her career was over at one time, you know, when she came out. She's done so well. Now, because of The Masked Singer is a huge show. She started kind of joking around with it on her show a while back, The Masked Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's being turned into a show. It's going to be a show as well, The Masked Dancer. That's her. She's producing it. She has her Game of Games as well that is on.
Which is a spinoff of all the stupid games she would do on her show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, man, good for her. She produces a couple of, you know, shows as well. So, I mean, she's done well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of shows, Breaking Bad fans. Now, if you didn't have Netflix, you'll be able to see the follow-up film El Camino on AMC February 16th. It premiered on Netflix, of course, in October.
Mm-hmm.
It will air as part of a Breaking Bad marathon that begins Sunday, January 19th. Leads into the fifth season premiere of Better Call Saul, which is set for February 23rd. So you're going to have like 5 days, basically, of Breaking Bad. Now, Breaking Bad, the prequel, will premiere that night at 10 p.m. That'll be Follow This All People after an episode of The Walking Dead. Oh. So they're just putting this all together. So.
Now, I never got into that show.
To Breaking Bad or Walking Dead?
Both of them.
Okay,
Breaking Bad. But I know a lot of people that just love both shows and are, like, addicted.
I loved Breaking Bad. Walking Dead did nothing for me.
There was also that rumor that they were somehow linked together.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that from some people. Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Bryan Cranston, too.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
And I heard he was very good in that.
I had a hard time watching Breaking Bad in the beginning because the last show that I saw him in was, Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
And it was so hard for me to watch him at first. I was like, not buying it.
Right.
And the big Jeopardy, you know, greatest of all, that's going on right now. Ken Jennings won the first game of this event. James Holzhauer Of course, he was kind of poking fun at the other guy. Brad Rutter is his name. It was fun to watch. Now, they keep playing until one of them wins three games, and the winner will win $1 million.
Oh.
So one of them has to win. I mean, they could all be broken up. I hope somehow they carry it out.
Yeah,
I really do, because it's fun to watch.
They did a really good job with the history of all the players.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
did.
It's been 15 years for Jennings. I know.
I didn't realize that. He is funny. You want an interesting follow on Twitter?
Yeah.
Ken Jennings. He's pretty funny. For now, that is my take on things.
Michael Bryan Day.
Yes.
Which coincidentally is a divorce day, National Divorce Day.
Yes, it's National Divorce Day. How fitting, huh?
Yeah, thank you. As well as the day, is it Elvis's birthday today?
Elvis's birthday. Yes, it's also Kim Jong-un's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Perfect.
So,
and
by golly.
And who else?
Everybody get a haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, and R. Kelly.
Oh.
And
see, you've done stuff for the kids.
I know.
So has
yes.
He, sort
it's
of.
Also Mike Reno's birthday.
Oh.
Of Lover
oh,
Boy.
Well,
there
I know
you
how much you like him.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yes,
we had mentioned this. This is so cool. Bob
grabbing
from the Steamy.
What?
Bob from the Steamy Weenie said in celebration of Michael Bryan Day.
Yes.
96 cent hot dog. At the Steamy Weenie, and we got him on the phone. Bob, thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, no problem. We just wanted to do something special to celebrate the greatness that is you.
And what better way to celebrate than a Steamy Weenie?
That's right. That's right. For Michael Bryan Day today, we're going to be doing 96 cent hot dogs for your listeners to come in and tell us, you know, if they mention they heard it this morning, we're going to give them 96 cent hot dogs.
I love it. Bob, what else do you have? Somebody asked, well, does he have like he's got fries too and all that. I said, he's got everything over there.
Oh, yeah. We've got fries. We've got tots. We've got floats. We've got 40 different vintage bottled sodas. If it's an encased meat, we have it.
By the way, I saw Angie at the gym yesterday.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I love Steamy Weenie because they have veggie dogs.
Yes.
Yep. We've got vegan dogs, vegan bratwurst. So, you know, if you're if hot dogs aren't your thing, you know, you can still find something that's going to taste great and made with love and you'll enjoy it.
You said it best, though. Bob, we can toast.
This way we can all grab a weenie and raise our weenies to the greatness of Michael Bryan.
Yeah, I love it. I want that T-shirt.
That's exactly. Yes, that's a T-shirt you could probably sell at Steamy Weenie.
Raise a weenie to toast life.
That's right. Grab life one weenie by the gator.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, or something like that. We'll work on it.
I love it.
All right, so any Steamy Weenie for 96 cents during Michael Bryan Day. Steamy Weenie located at 1500 North Green Valley Parkway, Pebble Marketplace. You open at 10 o'clock, right?
Yep, we open up at 10 and we close at 9 o'clock tonight. So if you are busy working during the day, you can come this afternoon. If you come this morning because you got to work at night. You know, this is Vegas. People are always working, so we're there for you from 10 till 9.
Even after work.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
We're going to see you today, Bob.
Yes, we will see you
all
over
right,
there,
perfect.
Bob.
Have a great day. Thank you so much for doing that.
Hey, you got it. My pleasure.
Oh, man. Oh, Bob, yeah, living life one weenie at a time. How about that right there?
I like that.
Hey, Michael said, texted in, said, I remember Mike from when I was a kid in the 80s on 98.5, little elementary school kid, and Mike was the man. Nancy says, morning, kids. Happy 34th to Mike. Been listening to you for all these years. Hope we both have many more. And Andy, Mike, you know this story, says, congratulations on your very special day. Want to thank you so much for all the enjoyment, the joy you've given all of us. And, by the way, a big thank you for 30-plus years of marriage to my wife, Becky. Your love, Dr. Skit, was instrumental.
If that's the Andy, we've talked to him before.
7-Eleven Andy.
I set him up with his with his date. And
yes,
and
he said, I'm now a grandfather with 5 grandkids.
Wow. See?
So how about that? How about that?
I love it. All
right. Nice.
Those tickets for Chicago, we have those to give away. And being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie Wednesday.
We're going to do that after Gloria Gaynor.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, before we give away the tickets for Chicago, let me put the phone lines on hold here so everybody has an equal chance. You were asking, Carla, throughout all the years, some of the highs and lows.
Yes. And any interesting stories in those little buildings.
I will tell you, and I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but we used to do, like you said, stupid stuff because there weren't a lot of rules back then.
Right.
what you would do with front row tickets, what you would do for front row tickets. And this one young lady called and said she could blow fire and swallow fire.
Right.
Didn't turn out good. She got the tickets.
She won the tickets?
She won the tickets.
Was she able to go?
I don't know. We used to do what they called an outrageous act contest for like $5,000.
Right.
We used to do them at we did one at the Troubadour. We did one at El Hardin's, who used to it used to be right here on West Charleston. I can't even tell you what acts won or what they did because it was just that disgusting. But that's the kind of stuff we would do.
Yes, I know. Yeah, well, we got away with a lot more back in the
We did. I sat on a billboard when Burt Reynolds, we had talked about that before.
Yeah, yeah.
When Burt Reynolds was here to shoot a movie, we did all that stupid stuff.
Right.
But I will say, I met some incredible people, from presidents to celebrities. A lot of people will say, who's the best celebrity that you ever met?
Right.
Your favorite.
Right.
I have to say, Phil Hartman. We spent the whole day with him. And he just turned out to be such a great guy. And it was so sad when we heard that he had passed away, got shot, and then died. But he was awesome.
That's cool.
And one of the worst moments when it comes to a celebrity, Seinfeld. I'm sorry, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He came in. This was before the show was big. He started doing the show. Wasn't on the air yet.
Yeah.
But it was two questions, and then we were done. But you had met him before, too, and he can be a little...
I worked with him back in the day, and he was salty, cold fish.
Mary Hartman from Entertainment Tonight came in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was awesome.
I know you always liked...
Jody Watley.
Yes, right, Jody Watley and a former Miss America.
Yes.
Vanessa.
Vanessa
Williams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I know you've got some great stories.
The 92 UNLV spring game, I played in that for four downs.
Yeah.
And I also was able to sit on the bench. They had a UNLV basketball game with the national championship team against the alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had honorary coaches. And I got to be the honorary coach of the national championship team.
Nice. That's cool.
To where I was in the huddle with Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon, on
That's
the bench.
Awesome.
And I actually remember this. I told Stacey Augmon, get your head in the game or I'm going to bench you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And all the other players started laughing. Check it out. OB going to bench the Iceman.
That's funny.
The Iceman.
And you also couldn't hit a pitch.
No.
Could you? From Lori
Harrigan?
Yeah.
All-American, Olympic winner, lady softball.
That's right.
She was a beast.
Now, were you indeed locked out of the building while Stairway to Heaven was playing?
I have been. Actually, no. I fell asleep. I fell asleep.
That's right.
When I was at the country station down in Phoenix, I fell asleep because I was working like five jobs or something like that. And I said, I'm just going to lay down, close my eyes. And all you heard, I guess, on the air was...
Oh, no.
Fire department showed up because people called.
Needle on the record, right?
Yeah, so and thought like something was wrong.
The toughest song to hit the post on, I believe you've said it was a heart song.
Heart song. Not only hitting the post, but when it would end. I think it was...
Right.
Barracuda or something like that. Because you'd have to look. Almost done. Then you'd have to count. So I know it means nothing to a lot of people listening, but it's been a lot of fun.
It does to radio people. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun for me working with you.
Well, and the pleasure has been all mine on that. So we have a great crew.
We do.
Now, and things are going well. So here you go. Your chance to win tickets for Chicago with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Wednesday. All you have to do is identify the name of that song
and
that we're playing. and you got the ticket starting with caller number 9. We'll get through news and weather and find a winner next. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Chicago with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
have Rick on the phone. Rick, give it a shot. What Chicago song are we playing on our kazoos?
Make Me Smile.
Yes. That song. You got the tickets. You're going to see Chicago in March, courtesy of the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, and that's for a date in March. By the way, for everybody else, for a second chance to win, you can register on our website at 96.3kklz.com. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, Rick, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Happy Mike O'Brien Day, Mike.
I know. It's even hard for you to spit it out, isn't it? Congratulating the latest winner in the Beasley Music, Beasley Media Nationwide Contest. It was Sean Billy who got the call from the Beasley banker. And her reaction when she found out she won $1,000?
Oh, Lord. Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
What?
Very, okay, you know, very lazy day today. But she's qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win in less than an hour from now. Plus, we have some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Do that after Aerosmith and Dream On.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A couple of stupid stories. Listen to this. Two morons in Mississippi got arrested the other day for trying to cash in a fake $100,000 winning lottery ticket.
Oh, gosh.
Lottery official says it was pretty obvious the ticket was fake because all they did was super glue the winning numbers onto another lottery ticket.
Arts and crafts time.
Oh, man. Wow. That's a lot of work there.
Down in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Yeah. Give me for effort, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're not getting new teeth this time. That's for sure. Wow.
Nella Zizzer is a competitive eater from New Zealand, and her latest video shows her downing, this might hurt you, Carla, 10 pounds of spaghetti in 12 minutes.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. Ooh-wee.
And, boy, she set the record. So I would think pasta is pretty hard to down.
Man. Yeah, that's all. Just all carbs. That's 10 pounds of carbs sitting there.
Just 10 pounds in 12 minutes.
Well, good for High Commander. High Commander.
That is
wow.
I don't need you just... How do you breathe? You got to be a nose breather,
I know.
Right?
And then you just
One pound.
Exactly. Then you just sit there for days. You just,
with your pants undone.
I can't move. Don't make me talk. Oh, my gosh. A 6'3" man recently robbed a cell phone store. This is in Griffith, Indiana, Mike.
I know where that's at.
He 6'3", keep this in mind. And then he ran into his smart car and tried to drive. He stole four iPhones and tried to get away in the compact car. And cops chased him until he rammed their police cars with his little smart car. I would love to see the movie. And they finally surrounded him and they caught him. Yeah. He was arrested.
Picked up the car and took him off.
Yeah, exactly. Just picked it up. I can't get out. I can't get out. And a New York assemblyman crashed his SUV. This was New Year's Eve. He was drunk. Tried to blame it on his wife at first. When they showed up, he said, my wife was driving, and you know how women drive, Well, his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. He was arrested for driving while intoxicated. I have no idea what's going on with his marriage at this point, but I'm sure she's a little ticked off.
Yeah. Was she even in the car?
Yes, she was in the car. She was in the car.
I'm sure she's
And
happy.
There's more to the story, but just that, too, when he said that, it was kind of like the old... Are you kidding me? So she kind of threw him under the drunken bus right there. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
So we've been joking all morning long about it being Mike O'Brien Day. Don't forget, Steamy Weenie, 1500 North Green Valley Parkway in Henderson. Yes. 96-cent hot dogs. They unleashed those at 10 o'clock this morning. All day long. Just mentioned you heard it here. Bob's such a great guy. And for doing that, so take advantage of it. You know, we were talking last hour about some of the stuff that I've done over the past 34 years or so on the radio, those crazy, stupid things. You know, you and I have a past.
Yes, we do.
And partnered up at another radio station and did some, I don't know what it was for. But the water contest, drinking water?
It was for a cruise.
And I think that's outlawed now. You can't do that contest anymore.
Yes, everybody drank water, and every half hour they would drink more water. And the last person to use the bathroom won the cruise.
Yeah. The Paul McCartney tickets we gave away when he was married to, I forget her name.
Heather Mills.
Yeah, that and contest.
Yes. Essentially, people had to stand for Paul McCartney tickets, but on just on one leg. Just on what we were so politically incorrect. We really were.
And I don't even know how this came up. I think it was National Slapping Day or something.
Oh, yes.
We had couples in. And again, I forget what it was for.
I can't remember what the prize was for. I think it, for some reason it was like in the Lake Las Vegas, kind of when that was...
We were doing stuff.
Out, and I think we gave, okay. I think we gave like a weekend stay and all that away. Yeah.
For, we had three couples in.
Oh, wow.
And did they have, did the woman slap the guy?
Yes, the woman slapped the guy.
On the cheek.
Yeah. And they had to keep slapping until he couldn't take it anymore.
And it was funny because, a lot of the women are going, this is hard.
I know.
Keep going.
Yes, it was.
And
you
couldn't just do like a little tap.
No, you couldn't do it. You had to slap. Yeah, you had to slap him so they could hear it. Oh, my God.
I think that's why we had to leave. We couldn't be there anymore.
Yeah, probably so.
I don't know. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Rick. Happy anniversary, Mike. I've been listening on and off for many years. I've been here since 90 myself. And I'm originally from Arizona as well. So, Arizona boys, here we go.
Nice.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, when I worked at KZZP, it was in, I don't know if you remember, it was in Thomas Mall.
Yeah, I used to go there as a kid. So, I remember KZZP.
And
I listened to another radio station. I listened to the Morning Mayor. I know you know who that was.
Yes.
So, but I listened to him growing up. But I want to thank you for brightening my day. I've been listening to you on and off for many years, but straight for about the last 6-7 months or so. So thank you for bringing us joy to the Vegas Valley.
Well, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Happy anniversary. And we love you too, Carla and Morty and everyone else there.
Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Rick. Very nice call. And all the people texting in and on Facebook, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. So, our feel-good story, such a nice donation from a woman you'd never think it was coming from. We'll talk about that shortly.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We like to end each show with a bit of good news. This is actually just an incredible story. I like to call it What You Can Do If You Never Have Kids.
Mm-hmm.
17 community colleges across Washington State pretty
shocked
to find a check worth $550,000 sitting in their mailboxes last month. They were courtesy of Eva Gordon. She died at 105 years old, passed away with a $10 million fortune that she'd just saved along the way through investing. She invested her money, never attended college, but had a passion for education. Her $10 million fortune, hidden entirely from her friends. They had no kids, she and her husband.
Right.
It was amassed over decades of buying and keeping stock that were real stable stocks up in the Northwest. Nordstrom, Starbucks, Microsoft. 64, she married Ed Gordon, who was also, he was a stockbroker.
Uh-huh.
So they'd invest. They made some money, never had children, and lived a very reserved lifestyle. Her godson said she used to use like 2-for-1 coupons all the time.
Right.
But guess what? That's how you save your money.
That's what they say. All those people that have money, that's how you do it.
Yes. You just don't spend it. Lived a very reserved lifestyle.
Wow.
And to her godson, that was really it, and left him some money as well. But he said, I'm so glad. It makes me feel so great to do this.
Nice.
So, yeah, $500,000 dollars awesome. To 17 colleges.
It's a great story.
Cool. Is it? She had what? Why did we always have to pay at Applebee's? Jeez.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it, especially if it's local. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963KKLZ.com. All right, we're wrapping it up for a Wednesday recap of the show. Yes, Michael Bryan Day.
Mm-hmm.
Steamy Weenie.
Yes.
Opening up here in a couple of minutes. 96-cent hot dogs. Thank you, Bob, for doing that. At 1500 North Green Valley Parkway in the Pebble Marketplace. That's open all day long. That applies to any dog you want. 96-cent. Just mention it that you heard it here. Also, played some music for you. People playing vegetables and hollowed out squash and potatoes. And we'll put that on our website. The new apparatus from CES that's being shown off.
Yeah,
for you guys.
Yeah, you guys can show off if you use it. Yeah. Supposed
that's
to.
That's what you want to do.
Help you last a long time.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden.
So it's just a Band-Aid type.
Here I am. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Exactly.
Gives you a little shock. A little shock to the shocker.
So there's an upside and there's possibly a downside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, death.
And we did some reminiscing being Michael Bryan Day, of course. Thank you very much, Carla. Thank you, Morty.
You're welcome.
John Schaefer. We have a great team here.
We do. But
we have talked about, like a lot of people have on Facebook and you know, the Breakfast Flakes. Bringing back Julio the Gardener.
Well, we've got
John
a big
Navin
surprise for you in a year.
In a year.
We do, yes.
And we've talked about it, so we'll see what happens. But anyways, thank you very much. Have a great day. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will, of course, have everything for you, including that next shot to win some cash. 10K payday contest. Have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.